my brothers and sisters.
又搞錯咗啦, 兄弟姊妹,
you have to listen even to our preaching with great care.
你必須要聽我們講道的時候呢, 都要很小心,
but you may not know what to watch out for.
恐怕你就不懂得要去提防些什麼。
You must watch out whether that message you hear is pleasing or offensive.
你必須學習分辨呢, 你所聽的道, 是令你舒服的呢, 或是令你會得罪你的。
That's one guideline.
這就是其中一個指標。
If it is not offensive, it is likely that it is not the word of God.
如果篇道是不刺耳的話呢, 可能篇道就不來自神之話語的。
We want to become princes, we are not going to become Christ-like.
如果我們想做王子的話呢, 我們就不用只可以做到像基督那樣。
I just ask you to read Isaiah 52 to 53, the last part of 52, and especially chapter 53.
你只需要讀一下以賽先知書第52章的尾部和53章全章。
Do you think that the Lord Jesus was like some handsome prince?
在那裡難道你見到基督是一個很英俊的基督嗎?
What does it say there?
在那裡說什麼?
His visage was so marred and so ugly that nobody wanted to look at him.
那裡說基督的面容是這麼醜怪,是這麼變相的,沒有人想看他的眼睛。
You see, this is understood not just physically but also spiritually. He was despised and rejected by men. Do you think if Prince Charles came to Hong Kong, he would be despised and rejected by men?
那裡又說基督是被人唾棄的,難道查理士王子來到香港的時候,他會被人唾棄嗎?
Oh yes, our Christian pastors have a way to explain that.
當然,我們的牧師們有一個方法去解釋過去的。
They have another way to, so that the sword will not be sharp anymore.
他們可以將這把劍可以弄得很鈍的。
They're going to tell us that Jesus became ugly so that we can become beautiful.
他們說基督之所以變得這麼醜陋,好叫我們能夠變成英俊。
How convincing it sounds.
多麼可信呢?
Unfortunately, that's not Bible teaching either.
只不可惜的就是,這不是聖經的教訓。
The Bible tells us something quite different.
聖經所說的是很不同的,
is that the world will always hate us.
聖經說世界常常都會憎恨我們的。
You see, they don't hate us anymore.
問題就是世界現在不再憎恨教會了。
Do they hate you?
世界恨不恨你呢?
Do they hate me?
恨不恨我呢?
Oh, nowadays, if you're a pastor, ooh, you're up there.
今天如果做牧師的,你的地位都不知道多高。
Even the government looks at you, oh, pastor is good.
政府人見到你都說,你是牧師啊。
If you apply for immigration to Canada, Australia, if you put there pastor, whew, you jump from the back of the row where all those poor frogs are standing, and then they all come to the front because you're now a prince.
如果你牧師,你申請去移民去澳洲、加拿大,你填說是牧師,你都不用跟這群青蛙排隊輪籌了,不用排隊了。
When we go to Canada and the United States, we are princes.
去到美國、加拿大,我們就全部都是王子級的。
When President Bush is having difficulty and lonely, who does he talk to? He talks to Billy Graham.
當布什總統寂寞,雖然聊天,就找誰聊天,那當然是葛培理弟兄啦。
I ask which of you can get near to Billy Graham.
我問你,誰能夠親近葛培理?
Because you're not a pastor, you're nobody. You're just a frog.
你都是青蛙,你都不是牧師,怎麼親近葛培理?
So obviously, you all want to become princes.
所以大家都想做王子。
That is the tragedy, brothers and sisters of the church today. We think we won and we have lost. When people ask me, what do you do?
很多人問我你做什麼的?
I don't want to say I'm pastor.
我不想告訴別人我是做牧師的。
I say I'm church caretaker.
我說是教會裡面的打雜。
Oh, you clean the floor.
Oh, 你是洗地的?
Oh, that's, yeah, sometimes I do that too.
我說是,有時都洗地的。
Okay, fine.
就是這樣,無所謂。
So I'm frog.
我就是青蛙啦。
Oh, wonderful.
那最好了。
Because then I am in line with the will of God.
那這樣的時候呢, 我就是跟隨聖經的旨意。
Let us look at John chapter 15.
我現在打開約翰福音第15章。
John chapter 15.
約翰福音第15章。
I ask Pastor Joe to read first verses 18 and 19, just these two verses.
我為大家讀第18和19兩節。 世人若恨你們,你們知道, 在恨你們以先已經恨了我了。你們若屬於世界,世界就必愛屬自己的人。只因為你們不屬於世界,乃是我從世界當中揀選了你們,所以世界就恨你們。
Is this verse true?
這句聖經是真不真實啊?
Not true.
不真實。
Not anymore.
再不真實了。
It used to be true.
以前就真。
The church today is powerful.
現在世界的教會是很有勢力的。
Especially in the United States.
尤其是美國的宗教會。
No president of the United States dares to offend the church.
冇一個嘅美國總統咧，夠膽得罪美國嘅牧師。
I mean the whole church.
啊，全個嘅美國教會。
Why？
點解咧
？How many votes you going to lose？
因為如果咁做嘅話咧，你會失咗幾多選票咧
？Oh, that is why Reagan is a Christian.
或者呢個原因咧，列根又基督徒。
He goes to church.
佢去禮拜堂噶。
And meets with all the princes.
佢同嗰啲嘅王子交流噶。
And Bush is also a Christian.
布殊又基督徒嚟噶。
And Carter is a Christian.
加達又係噶。
They are all Christians.
全部都基督徒嚟嘅。
Because if you're not a Christian, boy, you're going to lose all your votes.
因為如果你唔係信教嘅話咧，你就失好多選票噶啦。
But if you can have Billy Graham next to you, you see.And they say, ah, Mr. Graham, Dr. Graham, whatever. Ah, then how many million votes you can get from that alone?
但你間唔中可以親近到葛培你弟兄嘅話咧，咁你想象下啦，你競選嘅時候可以爭取多幾多票咧
？The Bible is not true anymore. The Lord's teaching is not true anymore.
聖經同埋耶穌嘅話語再唔真實噶啦。
Or is it that we are not true anymore? Which one?
應該話咧，我哋唔真實先至啱。
Are the words of the Lord Jesus false or we are false?
到底是耶稣的话不真呢还是我们自己不真呢
We don't offend the world anymore.
我们再不会得罪世界了会不会呢
Where is the offense?
他得罪的地方在哪里
We have long since lost the friends. The world loves us.
世界很喜欢我们。
Oh, they respect us.
他们很尊重我们的。
Especially the pastors.
尤其是那些牧师们。
Oh, they are people of position.
他们是有地位的人。
If I go through customs,
如果經過海關啊
，especially in the United States，
特別係美國嘅海關
，What's your profession？
問你做咩㗎
？You say pastor，
牧師
，through，
行得
，prince，
王子嚟嘅依個係
，next guy，
下一個
，frog，
依只青蛙嚟嘅
，open up everything，
打開你嘅行李箱
，take everything apart，
拆開曬所有嘅表帶
，because you're a frog，
因為你係只青蛙嚟嘅啫。
No, but no wonder everybody wants to become a prince.
咁邊個想做王子啊？
You are transformed from what to what?
問題就係由咩地位改變到咩地位呢？
So I say to my dear co-workers.
所以向我哋咁多位真係同工講。
And I'm saying this publicly because it's very offensive.
我喺當眾咁講咧，我明知道係好刺耳嘅。
Because it's a public message, I have to correct it publicly.
因為嗰個嘅信息係當眾講咧，我而家要當眾去矯正啦。
I've also warned.All my dear co-workers.
我已經警告咗我哋嘅同工噶啦。
If you say something false in public, I will correct you in public.
如果你喺當中講錯啲咩嘢咧，我會當眾咧去矯正你嘅錯誤嘅。
I will draw the sharp sword.
我會拔一把鋒利嘅寶劍。
In order to save the church.
為咗要去挽救教會。
I expect them to do the same to me.
我希望佢哋都會向我咁做。
The Bible is not a transformation, my dear friends, from frog to prince.
聖經所傳的道理不是一個將青蛙改變為王子的道理
It's exactly the opposite
剛剛相反才是
Psalm 22
在詩篇的22篇
I'm not a man
他說我不是人來的
We have no time to look at the verses now
我們現在沒時間回去了
I will just mention it to you
我只是簡單提一提
Where the psalmist says I am no man but a worm
詩篇詩人在22篇裡說我不是人來的我是一條蟲
You know who was writing the psalm?
你知唔知系边个人写过嘅诗篇噶
？King David，
又系大卫王啊
！The king is going to be a worm. He says, "I am a worm."
君王忽然间成为一条虫。
Not to mention a prince, the king becomes a worm. A worm is even lower than a frog, no?
甚至我哋唔系讲嘅王子添啊，我哋话一个皇帝咧，忽然间变成条虫啊，虫咧比起个青蛙仲要弊。
What kind of transformation are we talking about? The Bible's transformation is in the opposite direction from the illustration.
我所傳嘅改變係一個咩改變咧？聖經所講改變咧，啱啱是相反嘅。
We must close.
我必須要結束啦。
And we can see the importance of being able to discern the truth.
我哋剛學到就咧，我哋要能夠學習分辨真假係咁重要嘅。
Are you willing to become a frog or a worm?
你愿唔愿意被改变成为一条虫或者系青蛙咧
？When the Lord Jesus came into the world, He didn't come as a lion.
当耶稣基督降世嘅时候咧，佢唔系好似只狮子咁样
，and 威风 powerful，
个威风嘅狮子咁样。
He came as a lamb.
佢好似只羔羊咁样嚟世界
，meek and humble，
好谦卑，好优柔和嘅。
And it is interesting that through the whole book of Revelation.The key title of Jesus is the Lamb.
有趣嘅地方就係咧，整本啟示錄裏邊，主耶穌基督嗰個標誌啊，就係佢係一隻羔羊。
And the most interesting thing in about the book of Revelation and the pictures that are used there, because it's a book of pictures, is that the Lamb overcomes the dragon.
其實裏面另一個有趣的地方就是呢隻咁樣羔羊啊，係戰勝嗰只嘅個獸嘅。
What would you like to be, a dragon or a lamb?
你想做乜嘢呢？做嗰只古龍咧，或者做一隻骨一隻嘅骨羔羊咧
？Of course, every all Chinese people want to be dragons.
當然每一個唐人都喜歡做龍的
了。You become the emperor, you become even if just the 龍袍, the dragon clone, and sit on the dragon throne.
你可以穿到龍袍就可以坐皇帝位了。
Who wants to be a lamb? A lamb is going to be gobbled up.
誰想做羊啊？做羊就被人劏，被人吃的。
You land up as lamb stew.
就變成好像煲羊煲一樣。
Oh, that's very... But the Bible tells us exactly the opposite.
聖經所說剛剛相反的。
The transformation is not...From lamb to dragon, but from dragon to lamb.
聖經所講嘅改變咧，唔係由你將嗰個羔羊改變成為龍啊，係將你有一條龍咧改變為羔羊。
And it is precisely the lamb that overcomes the dragon.
係因為只有羔羊先至能夠戰勝嗰
啲古龍。It is God's power working through the lamb. It is God's power working through the worm, such as me, in order to defeat the kings of this world.
因為只有咁樣啊，神嘅力量先透過一條龍，透過一隻羊或者一條蟲咧，先至能夠戰勝呢個世界嘅力量。
Let us understand this thing clearly.
希望大家能夠清楚嘅明白呢一點。
The last point that I must very quickly close.
最後一點，我哋快就要結束啦。
How do we apply all this?
我點樣應用呢啲咁多嘅教訓咧
？How is it, and for what reason does the world stop hating us?
为什么世界已经不再恨恶教会呢
Quite simple.
很简单
Because your life is not a challenge to them.
因为你的生命呢并不为他们构成一个挑战
Your life does not offend them.
因为你的生命呢并不会去得罪他们
The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 3 that people are offended. They hate him. Why? Because his light, the light of his life, exposes the darkness of their lives.
《約翰第三章》話咧，主耶穌個生命佢裏邊嘅光啊，係映射到佢哋黑暗、佢哋嘅醜陋嘅地方，所以世界恨惡耶穌。
Does your life expose the darkness of others? Expose the darkness of this world?
你嘅生命會唔會暴露出別人嘅黑暗嘅醜陋嘅地方咧
？Or you are like all the non-Christians, just the same as them, just a little bit nicer, just a little bit more polite?
還是係你咧？好似同基督徒差唔多啫，只不过你稍微好啲，稍微斯文啲。
Let me tell you that if you live the Christian life in the way you are supposed to live it，
等我话俾你知啊，如果你活一个基督徒嘅生活，好似你应该活咁样样嘅时候咧
，you will be very offensive，
你就会得罪好多人噶啦。
They will hate you，
佢哋会恨你嘅。
But then you know that you are a true Christian。
但嗰时你就反而会知道咧，你系一个真嘅基督徒。
So here we come to the conclusion。
所以而家我就嚟到结论嘅地方啦。
Here we know how a message is true or false。
我哋而家就可以知道咧。怎样可以分辨到真假的信息
Here we also know how we know that a Christian is true or false.
都可以分到咧，边个系个真或者系假嘅基督徒
If you mix with your non-Christian friends and they think you're just fine, just one of them, you are not a Christian at all. Forget it.
如果你同呢啲基督徒朋友来往，而佢哋都唔知道点样分别嘅话咧，你就可以忘记咗佢啦
But if they find something about your life convicting them, offensive to them, then you know you are a true Christian.
但如果你基督徒觉得你嘅生命有啲得罪嘅地方係影射到佢哋嘅話咧，你就知道咧，你係個真嘅基督徒。
Now you know you've been transformed in the true sense of the word。
而家你又知道咧，你係被改變咗啦。
Now you know that you are a new person。
而家你知道係個新造嘅人啦。
I sum up the message quickly。
我而家就好快就要綜合呢個信息。
I wonder if you noticed the words that I used。
你有冇留意到我用嘅字啊
？The first is watchfulness。
我第一用嘅字咧就係要警醒。
Watchfulness starts with W in English。
英文里面警醒的字是用 W 这个字母来开头的。
The second has to do with insight, to see, to discern what is true and false.
第二个字我用就是洞察力在英文里面是用个 I 字带头的。
Yes, that's right. And the last word I mentioned briefly, I have no time now to develop, is the newness of life. So new that people can see that you are different and your life challenges them and even offends them.
第三点我想讲咧，就是、一个崭新嘅生命，一个全新嘅生命，新到咧你嘅生命会得罪别啲人嘅。
Watchfulness, insightfulness, and newness。
我想强调嘅三点就系咧，要警醒，要有洞察力，同埋一个崭新嘅生命。
By now you will have noticed that these letters stand for win, W-I-N。
而家你要知道咧，呢三个英文字母拼埋嘅时候咧，啱啱算就系话得胜呢个英文字 win。
Only in this way, living under Jesus' kingship, can we win this battle。
只有我哋活喺主耶稣嘅王权底下咧，我先至能够喺呢个战争上边得胜。
Which right now, unfortunately, we are losing。
可惜暂时咧喺场仗里边我哋打输紧嘅。
Even though we imagine we are winning。
虽然我哋以为已经打赢紧。
Pray for the Lord to deliver the church from self-deception。
我哋要恳求主咧。要拯救教会脱离呢个嘅自欺。
I ask Pastor Joe to close us in prayer。
我哋一齐嚟祷告结束。